T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So R. Kelly is back in court today, and it's more tawdry stuff. Ryan Burrow is our ABC News correspondent in Chicago. This guy, he is never in the headlines these days for anything good. What's the latest, Ryan?
Okay, so he has been in federal custody since Thursday night, when he was apprehended by Homeland Security officials as well as New York police detectives outside of his Trump Tower apartment. He has been indicted in 2 cases, one in Chicago, 13 counts, one in New York, 5 counts there, and all of them stem from some kind of sex charges, most of them dealing with girls, underage girls, dating back a couple decades, child pornography charges, obstruction charges, in New York, racketeering charges, essentially saying that he set up this criminal activity with multiple organizations, multiple people involved. So these are some serious charges. What will happen is today he's going to appear in bond court. We will find out whether or not he will be granted bail by a judge. We will also find out if he is granted bail, whether or not once he is freed, he will then have to go to New York to face a judge there as well. So a lot of moving parts going on right now. In the meantime, you've got Michael Avenatti chirping. He is the attorney for some of these alleged victims, saying that his 2008 child pornography acquittal was a sham, saying that R. Kelly essentially forced or coerced main witnesses not to testify, and that's something that he's trying to prove.
Well, I'm sorry to hear from Michael Avenatti always, but I do think I have an obligation to say, if he was acquitted in 2008, is there anybody saying that this is, and this is not to cover for anybody who's abusing children or anything, is there anybody suggesting that maybe the government is being overzealous in trying to hammer this guy? I mean, is there an agreement that there's some truth behind this, or could this just be going after him?
Here's the deal, and this is what R. Kelly's attorney has said. He has said that the tapes that are being presented, the tapes that were presented to the Cook County State's attorney, the tapes that are apparently being used by federal agents are the same tape that he was acquitted on. Now, Avenatti says, no, that's not the case. These are different. How he would know that, we don't know. I mean, it's not exactly like you can share this child pornography with a bunch of people. You have to be very careful when you're in possession of it that it gets put into the right hand. Mm-hmm. So we're still waiting to find out if indeed this is the same tape as Steve Greenberg, R. Kelly's attorney, says, which these are old charges and this is nothing new and we were fully expecting this, or if this is something new related to a different person, different tape, which is what the federal government seems to think was going on with the business manager trying to acquire these tapes, trying to pay people off for these tapes, forcing people to make to take lie detectors.
And these are pretty tawdry
copies,
right? Yeah. This is pretty tawdry. It's not like I'm sitting there having a drink with an underage girl and someone is extrapolating out from that. It's pretty trashy, right?
Yeah, and what we've heard is that in many times he references the child's age, the child references her age in these tapes.
So he's an idiot, too.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Have we heard from him or seen him?
We have not seen him since he was arrested, and our understanding about the arrest is it was done pretty secretly. And even Steve Greenberg, R. Kelly's attorney, says that the officials who arrested him were courteous, Homeland Security officials among them. But no, we have not seen them. This is a different jail that he's being held in than he was previously held in earlier this year. He's in federal custody right now, so he's downtown. So we'll see him in court for the first time and see if he speaks. Hey, I got some other breaking news for you. You know that Gator that we were trying to find here in Chicago?
Yeah.
They got him. There was
really?
A gator in a lagoon, 4 to 5 foot gator. He's eluded authorities for a week now.
They just got him.
So,
with a net or something? What did they do?
I don't know. Police are going to give an update here coming up, but our long nightmare here in Chicago of a gator roaming the streets is finally over.
But it's going to be a great story for decades to come. Ryan Burrow.
I've already got my shirt, yeah.
Our ABC gator News watch. Correspondent in Chicago, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.